you know, when Hillary Clinton was at the helm, that it was clear that most of my liberal and progressive friends and family members were willing to go wherever the Democratic Party was willing to go on questions of foreign policy. And Clinton, at that point, was teaming up more or less with the neoconservatives, people like Robert Kagan and Bill Kristol and David Frum, all these people that were in one way or another responsible for us getting into Iraq in the first place. She was teaming up with them not only to win the election. I mean, it wasn't just a matter of winning over more constituents, because the fact is there isn't a very large constituency for a kind of self-conscious neoconservative foreign policy. I think she was also teaming up with the neoconservatives because she shared a lot of policy goals with them. And I think a lot of the journalism, particularly from outlets like The Intercept and elsewhere, have kind of borne this out, that there has been a deliberate move on the part of Clinton and on the part of other the kind of right wing of the Democratic foreign policy establishment to kind of solidify a more long term alliance with the neocons, particularly in relation to Russia. I mean, I mentioned this in the piece, but there was an actual advocacy group that was established immediately after Trump won the presidency. And it was, you know, if you look at the board members and everyone who's involved, it's you know, a who's who of both Democratic Party foreign policy elites and Republican foreign policy elites.